following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey there, everybody. This is Mike Rogers once again with a Refuge Devo on this beautiful day here in Carpinteria, California. I'm at the Carpinteria State Beach enjoying just a blessed day that God has given me. Me and my friend Tom, we are here for a few days of camping and have been totally blessed by the weather, totally blessed by the beautiful ocean, and just the nature around us is gorgeous, and really enjoying the time that we're being able to spend together in fellowship. And it's interesting to me. I started thinking about how blessed we are, and then I thought about that word. You know how I am with words sometimes. Some of you have listened to me before. That word blessed, it's a beautiful word. It's a comforting word oftentimes. People use it in many different ways. Christians use it quite often. It's probably one of the most spoken words by Christians, other than the name Jesus. Maybe even more so than the name Jesus, they use it in terms, but generally because of the blessings that come from God, and that is something that is varies in many different ways. And certainly the Bible speaks a lot about the word blessed or blessed, being blessed, those things, all the way from Genesis to the book of Revelation. The first chapter in Genesis all the way to the last chapter in Revelation, the Word of God, meaning God Himself, the Holy Spirit, has inspired the writers to write that word, being blessed or blessed. So I want to encourage you on this Refuge Daily to perhaps find some time today, tomorrow, anytime this week, and go through, do a word search on whatever Bible app you might have, or I like to use gotquestions.org, that's a good one, or the Blue Letter Bible. But those, if you do a word search, and you'll see how often it's written in there, just go through as many as you can and be blessed by the way that it's written and what's being said there by the Holy Spirit in the word blessed. And so I want to encourage you to do that. I did pull something off. I'm just going to read the first one that I show in Genesis chapter 1. And of course, I use the New Living Translation oftentimes. And this says in Genesis 1 verse 22, it says, "Then God blessed them, saying, 'Be fruitful and multiply. Let the fish fill the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth.'" Of course, we know that was the time in Genesis when the world was, after the world had been formed, and certainly Adam and Eve were blessed to have the things that they had. Fast forwarding all the way to Revelation, in Revelation, the where it's last seen, and I really encourage you to go through many of the ones in between. Like I said, over 140 times you'll find it in the Bible, New Testament and the Old Testament. But in Revelation 22:14, it says, well, let me start with 22:7. It says, "Look, I am coming soon." Who do you think that is? That's our Lord and Savior. Coming soon. And He means soon. It'll be soon. Sooner than we think. "Blessed are those who obey the words of prophecy written in this book." So we're blessed when we read the book. I think He's talking specifically about Revelation, but I think He's also recognizing that it's the sum of the Bible that we have, that there's a blessing when we read it. But certainly Revelation comes with its own blessing. And then in the last place that I show it is on Revelation 22:14. It says, "Blessed are those who wash their robes. They will be permitted to enter through the gates of the city and eat the fruit from the tree of life." And that's certainly something we want to look forward to. So I just ask the Lord to bless you today. I'm being blessed. My friend Tom and I, who's actually holding the camera for me, he's being blessed as well. We're enjoying this time. I pray that you will take the time and look at the word blessed. And even when you may not be feeling so blessed, it's a good time to look that up and look how God has blessed the earth and the people in it, those of His creation, which is us, you and me. He loves us so much. I love you, and I know God loves you. So look into His word, Be blessed today. Have a blessed day, a blessed week. And I don't think that that word could be worn out too much, but maybe so. Anyway, have a great day. This is Mike Rogers signing out.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.